the sun rises upon a new day, draping its singular brilliance over the world. The tap, tap, tap of footsteps hitting the concrete, the resonating mumbles of day-to-day chatter, and the ear-piercing frequency of sirens awaken me from my slumber. I force open my heavy, sagging eyes, feeling the weight of exhaustion that has befallen me, my lethargic body not able to keep up with the rapid function of my brain. I finally roll out from under the covers, stroll towards the window, and ponder. The world is up, but I am not. I stand staring out of the window, admiring the hustle and bustle of those trying to make ends meet and those living out their lifelong careers. I see the man with torn, tattered, raggedy clothes turn his key to his place of work. The exhaustion, pain, and envy exude from his body as he daydreams of what could have been. The frustration of not being able to live up to his own expectations breaks him down little by little as he chases something that is far beyond his reach. My heart constricts, getting tighter and tighter with each breath. My eyes slowly shut and my body begins to quiver. I take in a well-deserved sigh to cease my uncontrollable movements, but it is all in vain as the dam breaks and the torrents begin running down my face. For I, too, understand this horrid feeling. Why? Why does it have to be this way? The red emotion rises, making my blood boil and sending steam through my ears. All 10 fingers curl into a ball, my body shaking, my teeth grinding. The river still flows with sadness, but I am blinded by rage. My right fist climbs, then comes down towards the window. I lie there, wallowing in pain, unable to stand. Only the sounds of falling glass could be my only source of comfort.